From Spark and Anvil and ActiveForge, this is Poise and Lunge, in Chapter 1 of the ActiveForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Out by the practice logs, Lunge the Mountain Goat was trying to lift the heavy water barrel with her low, loaded stance. Sink the hips, load the back leg, rise. But every time she pushed up, her feet slid, and she stumbled sideways, and the barrel thumped back down. "I don't get it," Lunge huffed. "My legs are strong. I'm loading them right. Why do I keep tipping over?" Poise, the crane, standing nearby on one calm, long leg, tilted her head. "Your engine's fine," she said gently, "but an engine bolted to a wobbly floor just shakes itself loose. You're strong. You're just not steady."
Lunge frowned. She'd worked so hard on her low power. The deep sink, the loaded back leg, the tall chest. Strength was her thing. "Steady is your thing," she told Poise. "I do power, you do balance. They're different jobs." Poise stepped closer, soft kneed and calm. "Watch what happens when you push," she said. Lunge sank into her lunge and drove upward, and Poise pointed. At the very instant Lunge pushed, her feet skidded and her weight lurched to one side. "There," Poise said. "All that power went sideways into a stumble instead of up into a lift. Not because you're weak, because your base slipped out from under the push."
Poise showed her own secret then. She planted her long foot, softened her knee so it bounced just slightly, breathed out slow, and spread her weight low and wide across three points like a little tripod. "The base isn't stiff," she said. "It's low and wide and alive. My ankles make 100 tiny catches, so my center never leaves the middle. That's what gives a push something to push against." She had Lunge feel it. "Before you load the legs, find the tripod. Weight low, feet planted wide. Breathe out, let the ankles wobble and catch. Then push." Lunge tried it. She set a wide, low breathing base the way Poise showed her, felt her ankles making quiet little corrections, and only then sank into her loaded lunge and drove up. Her feet didn't slide an inch. The barrel rose smooth and straight and steady, and she set it down gently, staring. "It went up," she whispered. "All of it went up this time."
"That's the secret," Coach Echo said, coming over. "It's called grounding. A steady base is a strong base. Balance isn't a different job from strength. It's the floor strength stands on. Poise gives the push something solid to press against, and Lunge's power finally has somewhere to go." She had them try it together. Poise stood behind Lunge with a steadying wing at her back, while Lunge lifted. And with that quiet support, the lift felt effortless. Then, Lunge showed Poise how to add a little loaded push to her balance, so Poise could hold steady even while carrying something heavy. Neither one got suddenly better on her own. They'd found that balance and strength were two halves of one thing. So together, they could do what neither could alone. "And it's for everybody," Coach Echo said. "Every kid's legs get strong the same way, and every kid's ankles learn to steady the same way. So nobody has to choose between being strong and being steady. The two grow together. People everywhere ground their power this way. A weightlifter setting a wide, stable stance. A dancer finding her center before a big lift. A builder planting his feet before he hoists a beam."
Lunge and Poise stood side by side by the barrel, the mountain goat and the crane, and grinned at each other, the strong one and the steady one, who'd each thought the other did a totally separate job. "I always thought balance was the quiet skill and strength was the loud one," Lunge said. "Turns out my loud needs your quiet, or it just falls over." A warm, held, we hold each other up feeling settled over them both. The strong one feeling steady, the steady one feeling strong, each because of the other. It felt good, that quiet click of, "Oh, I needed you and didn't know it." the safe, grounded feeling of a friend beneath your push. That warm, steady, we're stronger together feeling, two friends discovering their different gifts were secretly one, was, to Coach Echo, the very best ground the whole field could stand on.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Poise and Lunge. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.